Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, well, many of you are filling out your NCAA tournament brackets. You might be unaware of this. The NCAA tournament is coming to Pittsburgh, but in a different form. Last year we had the basketball tournament here. Chris, this year we have the wrestling tournament, which Craig Riley just told me off the air, this has been very well received.
Well, you know, friend of the show, I would say, the owner of Manor Valley Golf Course, where we have the fan open every year, Vince DiAugustine.
Yes.
High school wrestling coach out at Norwin. He's very geeked up for this, obviously, as he was a state champion, I believe, multiple times. I like to call this tournament the tournament of people who could kick the crap out of me in under 10 seconds, if they so desired.
I like that tournament. Jennifer Hawkins joins us right now. She is the executive director of Sports Pittsburgh. Jennifer, can I credit you for bringing this wrestling tournament here?
I really wish you could, but this has been a partnership that's been in place for a number of years as we prepare to bid on and host the major NCAA championships. For the wrestling championships, though, we had fantastic partners with the University of Pittsburgh and PPG Paints Arena and really the city and county to put forth a bid that really made Pittsburgh hard to deny as a future host.
Jennifer, I want to make sure I'm correct on this because I think I've heard this going around. This is a sold-out event, is it not? I mean, this does gangbusters numbers and people really, there's a lot of passion, correct?
This is a truly passionate fan base. It's a niche group that really travels to every championship, regardless if they know or personally know a player that's competing. It's a lot of team alumni groups that go year after year. And yes, Pittsburgh sold out almost immediately after the tickets, after it was announced that tickets were available, and they really go to the host schools, the institutions that are involved in wrestling, and then those really diehard fans and alumni groups that are traveling, year to year to see this event.
Jennifer Hawkins from Sports Pittsburgh, she's the executive director there. She's instrumental in bringing events like the NCAA Wrestling Championship to Pittsburgh, and that starts tomorrow at noon. How much can you ballpark and project for me what this does, an event like this does for our area economically?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we know where that spending's taking place. Our hotel rooms are full, which is wonderful. They're buying tickets. They're going out. You know, from what I hear, it is a fan base that likes to, imbibe when they're downtown. We've got, people coming in from the suburbs, and they're parking downtown. We look at the economic impact that we estimated is just a little over $8 million, and we will have a final count, in a few weeks based on who we know came through town, stayed in hotels, and bought tickets.
So this will obviously be helpful if it's been sold out for a long time. It'll help get this event back here sometime down the road. I wanted to ask if you think, from your vantage point, what's next? Can we expect a Frozen Four to come to Pittsburgh or a regional final in the NCAA tournament? What else are we trying to get here, Jennifer?
Well, that's a great question because we don't even have to try and imagine it. We will host in December. We'll have the Division I Women's Volleyball Championships here at PPG Paints Arena. And then take a few days off in 2020, but in 2021 we come back with the Frozen Four at PPG Paints with our host partners RMU. And Duquesne is our host school for volleyball. And then in 2022, we will be hosting the first and second rounds again for the men's tournament.
Do you think we could get a Sweet 16 and an Elite Eight here? Is that possible?
I think it's certainly possible for us to host that, either one of those.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about wrestling fans like to imbibe. I feel like there's a good chance there could be a situation where somebody's honor is besmirched, and then you get that horrible sense of dread when you say, let's go, and that person says, okay, fine, because they're a wrestling fan. That would make me very scared, personally. But, hey, If they're coming to Pittsburgh and they're loving the city, Jennifer, that's all I care about.
Exactly. I mean, it would be a bad – you can kind of tell who the wrestlers are walking around. I don't think too many people are going to challenge them to fight.
Is this – so for this event, the champion is going to be crowned here on Saturday.
Yes.
If you don't have tickets, is there anything else that's going on around the event that people
certainly
should know about?
We know that people are going to be having watch parties throughout downtown. But I think the best thing people can do is between the sessions, they can go to FanFest at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. There will be tape delayed. They'll be playing the matches that happened in the previous session. But more importantly, it's family fun. It's free. And there's a lot of interactivity. You can see the Team USA men's wrestling teams practice. And we'll actually have the Team USA women's wrestling all-stars are coming in for dual matches against Wyoming Seminary Women's Wrestling. It's one of the top high school wrestling, women's high school wrestling programs in the country.
Is this only, do you only, and we're talking to Jennifer Hawkins from Sports Pittsburgh, do you only try to lure or entice collegiate athletic events to come here, or is it bigger than that?
Oh, absolutely not. Our bread and butter, in all honesty, are grassroots sports. The different tournaments, we have baseball tournaments, hockey okay. tournaments, and youth tournaments, all year long that keep our restaurants full, keep our hotels full.
Okay. Do you think we'll get an NFL draft here?
I would love to have an NFL draft here.
Is that something you guys have worked on?
It is something that we have discussed, and we continue to look at our opportunities to make sure we're putting forth a really competitive bid. It is a well-sought-after event.
What goes into that, Jennifer? Like, what is a competitive bid for something like that? Like, what kind of – is it a presentation? Is it a – like, how does that work?
So all of the above. You put in your intent to bid, but you're really putting together a proposal of why – and for us, why Pittsburgh would really stand out as that destination. What are the activities? Where's FanFest – I'm sorry. Well, actually, where is FanFest for the draft going to take place? Where is the actual draft going to take place? And the NFL is looking for really creative, outside-the-box opportunities. You might have noticed 2 years ago in Philly – the stage was over the rocky steps. So they wanted to have the feel of the city, but also something that kind of blows everyone's mind. So we are definitely continuing to look at our opportunities, see who our competitors will be, and how we can make sure that Pittsburgh has the top bid when we do go forth.
Have it at the point, right by the fountain.
And have Poppy Annie introduce
fans,
all the picks.
Fans get to squirt Roger Goodell when they don't like a pick. Who says no here, Jennifer?
Roger's going to say no to that.
Yeah, what is he, Matt? No.
When do you think would be the soonest we could get an event like that, Jen?
It's hard to say, but we know that 2020 and 21 are already awarded. So 2022 would be the first that anyone would have an availability to get
the
next event.
Last one, because we've talked about this on our airwaves before. The Super Bowl is a total pipe dream, right?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not. We're Pittsburgh. We can pull off anything.
So you think we'd have the hotels and the transportation to pull something like that off?
We have the base needs for it. Like any city that goes after an event that large, there's always going to be some updates that have to be done and maybe some tweaks to our normal daily processes. But we certainly have the basic infrastructure that we need to put forth a really good bid.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Jen, enjoy the wrestling. Chris, you got any follow-ups on cauliflower ear wrestling
match? Honestly, it's so funny that you said that. Before you said cauliflower ear, I was going to try to find a cauliflower ear joke in the back of my mind,
so
and I had absolutely nothing.
You went that entire interview trying
thinking
to come
about
up.
A cauliflower ear joke. Yes, what do you think I'm doing over here? I look deep in thought for a reason.
Yeah, guys, I have to be in the arena with them. I'm not joining in those cauliflower
All right.
jokes.
Yeah. We're going to leave that to Chris, and then when he's out
when I'm
Friday
out and about,
night,
yeah, it's going to be a
we'll
problem.
Get put in a pretzel. All right, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.